I felt full.
I like the way you move your body.
The music is loud enough to fill me. It filled my ears, my mouth, my chest. My entire body felt like it was vibrating with the beat, with sound. It quieted my brain, drowning out all thoughts. Thoughts I didn't need. Work, life, everything. The beat pushed out everything that could ruin this moment. Nothing else existed but me and the music. God, this music. It felt like it was alive. I felt like I was alive. My body swaying, moving, just moving. The music was on my skin. Oh God, the way the music felt on my skin. The air was electric. My skin pebbling in reaction to the energy around me. The strobing lights were messing with my perception of time. I watched, fascinated, as body silhouettes moved in stop motion. Colored lasers shooting across a sea of people. Overstimulated. I was definitely overstimulated. But I loved it. The music felt wonderful. Eyes. I felt eyes on me. Instinct made me find those eyes. It was remarkably easy, considering the crowd. Framed with dark lashes and heavy brows. Gorgeous. Maybe it was the atmosphere. Maybe it was the haze. Maybe it was because my brain felt fuzzy and my heart ablaze. Maybe it was the understanding I saw in them. Recognized. Appreciated. Amazing, I thought, and smiled as I watched him smile in return. A kindred spirit in this charged moment, this small moment in time. It felt nice to have someone just get it, to experience it with another soul. I felt my eyes close, my arms reaching up and up as if my fingertips could touch the music in the air. I was like a plant, reaching and soaking up the vibrations like the sun. The music was giving me life, I was sure of it. I felt renewed, reborn, amazing. Everything just felt amazing. I've spent so many years, so much time containing myself, restraining myself, maintaining decorum, trying my best to be the best. I didn't want to worry about that anymore. I'm tired of thinking. My heart felt so open to bursting with freedom. Fucking freedom. I never wanted this feeling to end. I opened my eyes to the sky above me, to the flashing lights that colored it. Why didn't I go to more concerts? Why didn't I allow myself to go? Why did I wait so long? Why did I fight myself for so long? Oh, that didn't matter now, did it? I watched my hands reach above me. The stars looking brighter somehow. Were they always this close? Why didn't I notice that before? I wondered what the stars felt like. My fingertips were tingling as if they already knew. Oh, I was drunk. I knew I was drunk. I couldn't be more certain I was. But did it matter? So what if I was? I was sick of being prim and proper, so sick of always doing the right thing. Tired of pushing myself so damn hard. But this was beautiful. Everyone around me moved with me. all moving in one beat. An orchestra of moving bodies. Breathtaking. Heat on my skin. Rough calluses grazing over my skin. Strong. Warmth on my back. Hot and hard. A brush of scruff on the side of my neck. The heat of breath on my bare shoulder. Someone was dancing with me, behind me, against me. I felt those hands flex on my hips, guiding me, turning me until our eyes met. Again. Dance with me? I watched his mouth ask, the music carrying his voice away. I tilted my head in question. Did he really want to dance with me? He must have thought I didn't understand because I watched, entranced, as he dipped his head, his lips against the shell of my ear. Dance with me? I felt those words in my toes. That felt too good. I found myself tilting my chin to speak through my smile. We already are. And we were, technically. My arms had circled around his neck, my chest pressed against his. His thigh had wedged between mine, with a hand pressed to my lower back, urging me closer. Any closer than I would be, and then I was. With our bodies pressed together from chest to hips, we moved. I should have felt embarrassed at our positioning, but nope, nothing. I stared up at him in wonder. This was uncharted territory. I've never felt so bold before. Never been so bold before. The stranger with the kind eyes smiled down at me, the lights playing off the angles of his face. Ah, fuck it. We were moving as one unit. My hands stroking his naked chest, his hands gripping my hips and thighs. I liked him touching me. I wanted him to touch me more. He dipped his head down again, touching his forehead to mine. He smelled like sweet mint and sweat and coconuts. My eyes were on his lips, watching his tongue peek out to wet them. I wanted to do that. What? The thought was so sudden and so out of character that it shocked me. It didn't make it less true. I did want to. His expression was questioning. He was leaving it to me. I almost grinned at the consideration. It was endearing, sweet. I nodded gently, my nose grazing the tip of his. Kiss me, I rasped, knowing my voice wouldn't be heard, but I knew he was watching my mouth. I was in the middle of mouthing please when his lips descended on mine. The music faded completely from my ears, the beat retreating from my skin until all I felt was the rough of his hands, the hard of his body, and his tongue in my mouth. Until all I felt was him. And it was glorious. Why didn't I go to more concerts? Why didn't I allow myself to go? Why did I wait so long? Why did I fight myself for so long? Why didn't I dance more often? Oh, why does it matter now?